AS Police had gotten it inside of 10.
AS Police 53, AFP 66, 13-point lead for AFP. This is Muck Bill Yabrow with Prince Nesta and a special VOA coverage of the African Basketball African League in Kigali, Rwanda. Man, Prince, the AS Police team had gotten it under 10. But then somehow it just, you know, AFP just got it back rolling. What's going on?
Munch bent offense from the AS Police guys. I couldn't even believe it. I mean, they've really played well during the second half. At some point, I felt like the Cameroonians were actually falling apart. The Cameroonian team, FAP, was actually falling apart. But then again, they got their rhythm back, and they've got back their groove. And so they're actually having that 13-point lead. But it was a really, really great offense from the AS Police guys, who are really showing that they still want to win this game. And, you know, that determination might really be crucial as far as the remainder of this match is concerned.
Absolutely. I feel like fourth quarter is up for grabs. There's nothing solidified in this game. If we may have thought going into the half that the game was out of reach, that is not the case here. AS Police still has a lot of fight left in them. So if AFP is not careful in this next 10-minute quarter, they potentially could be, you know, going 0-3.
Yeah, that's if they put me in, you know, if they need me, if they need to store them, they have to use me. Like sitting in the bench, warming the bench with McBeal.
hey, man. Whoever needs me, just let them know, you know. I'm a free agent.
Who would sign you?
Man, you'd be surprised, man. I'm sure I can get a couple offers, but Somalia is not in the running for the tournament. Neither is Kenya. So both of us we're gonna have to be free agents for the teams that have made it so far.
Petro contacted me, but unfortunately, you know, I missed their call. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. But yeah, let's get back to the fourth quarter. We will be back with our analysis post game. This is Muck Bill Yabrow and Prince Nesta for the VOA Basketball Africa League special coverage.
Ibrahima tried for the three. He misses, and the ball is tipped long. He gets it back for the offensive rebound. Keita surveys the land, goes right, jumps, tries to pass it. That's a turnover. FAP Surreal comes back, stops at three, and he misses wide. FAP gets the rebound. Kome throws it back to Surreal as he holds up five fingers, gets the two bigs out to set the screen, kicks it back to Etienne at the top, and he misses again. Just in time before the shot clock. That goes off of FAP, Usher, and AS Police will maintain possession.
Well, the FAP shot selection so far is quite questionable because they are leading by 15 points and they're shooting the ball at 18 seconds. Why are they in a rush?
And it looks like they're trying to go high-low as Keita takes the long three and misses. Kome starts a break and then changes his mind, stops it to run a little clock. Kome still has it up left wing, walks into a 17-footer just outside the elbow, and he dots an I and tickles the cotton. 70-53, FAP up. AS Police has it up top in the three ball by Jawaki Joseph is missed. Rebound. FAP and Usher, they are running clock and taking their time every time they have an offensive possession. And Usher, I think this is arguably their best defensive team, FAP's. And I think we're seeing that early here in the fourth with AS Police struggling to score. Surreal, he's not as aggressive as Thomas Jr. is with the scoring part. And he's a little bit smaller, but he is aggressive defensively.
Well, for the FAP players here, they have to be very detailed in everything that they do, because Lazar, their coach, is also the coach of the national team. He'll be trying to see who can he add to his roster later this summer when the AfroBasket is hosted here in Kigali.
Great point. Killing two birds with one stone as Kome misses. Surreal gets it out top and comes in to about 14 feet and hits nothing but the bottom of the net on that short jump shot.
And it is a 19-point game so far. FAP have been consistent, and that has helped their coach so far in this quarter.
And that's the pressure I was talking about that Surreal was applying. Samaki ended up turning that ball over. The heat has been turned all the way up.
Which is good for FAP. I mean, if you start the game strongly and also finish it strongly, that helps their cause at the end of the day. And they can see if they win this game, can they make it to the playoffs?
Well, that's what this is about. I mean, who do you think, well, what we have going on here, vying for these last two spots, who do you think the final two spots will go to?
Well, obviously, to answer your question, we have to wait and see what happens in that game between GS Petrolier and Zamalek, who qualified earlier this afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. So GSP is the other team, and that'll be a tall task. Zamalek is one of the better teams, or one of the best teams. Obviously, Monastir has been really good. Petro has been really good. Those teams have not lost. I mean, who's your favorite? Or am I jumping ahead too far? Do you have two or three, maybe? You don't have to pick one. You have two or three that you really like to win this inaugural season.
Well, obviously, I think you and I know these two teams, but I will say that U.S. Monastir and Petro de Luanda are the favorites to win the inaugural BAL edition.
Okay. Well, Kome comes off the screen and takes the shot from just beyond the top of the three and misses. Gita swing to Jawaki Joseph, who misses the three ball. FAP comes back. Etienne gets it to Surreal, who stops and slowly takes a three and knocks it out of the park with nothing but the net. He makes it and leaves the goose neck form up as they extend the lead to 75-53 over AS Police in this game to qualify for the playoffs. Tito with a little runner shows a little sign of hope and life as he cuts the lead to 20 with 6:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Usher.
So things are looking good for FAP. 20-point lead with 6 minutes to play in the last quarter. Can they see this game out?
Etienne grabs it and goes and finds his spot just inside the elbow of the paint and knocks down a nice little two-ball jump shot in the paint. Boy, that's called pesky.
Well, that's the thing about Etienne. 8 points, one steal, and now he's trying to play good defense his side up top.
He just pesters you. He doesn't stop. Etienne guards Kita on the wing. That ball ends up out of bounds. FAP's ball. We talked about breaks. We talked about breaks most of the night, and it just doesn't look like enough of them, Usher, are falling AS Police's way as they extend pressure into the backcourt. FAP gets it with Etienne relieving that pressure to Kome. Comes off of two screens. Baku, the last one, Surreal, has it up top. He's established his pivot, dribbles down into the paint, kicks it out to the big fella who knocks it down, Matthew Ransom. They are loving every single shot they are getting as Keita gets a little ahead of himself and throws that one out of the hands of Diallo for a turnover. Surreal brings it back into the front court. can they miss, Usher? I mean, this is some of the highest level execution that I've seen from an offensive perspective. The exception of that offensive foul with the screen.
Well, you have to give it up for the coach, Lazar, who set out a very detailed plan for his team, and the players had no option but to heed to his advice. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back to Kigali Arena, where FAP has turned up the heat and extended the lead over AS Police as they are making a huge statement for a little bit of this real estate. As Maki goes and tries to finish, but Diallo comes behind him, Ibrahima Diallo, and finishes. Kome has it. It's Etienne up top for the three ball. They're going to keep shooting FAP. Kome gets the loose rebound on the block. Ibaku hits Etienne. Back to Ibaku. And he misses long as Diallo corrals the rebound for AS Police. Speaking of Ibrahima, two Ibrahimas for AS Police.
Yeah. That's a fourth foul for Etienne. But at this point, I think that Coach Lazar is very proud of his performance on both ends of the court.
Speaking of a performance, how about Matthew Runsom block and then the pass with the foul? As Kome will go to the line. Just a huge hurdle for this team to overcome. Not looking great. And, I mean, AS Police, it's no slap at them because this FAP team's a good team. They lost their other two games by a total of 5 points. You know, even Ibrahima Thomas for AS Police, he was good, I thought, and really laid it on the line. Just a little too much coming at him from FAP.
Yes, his size has been very important for AS Police in this game and actually in the other two games as well. And as he takes a rest on the bench, it will be interesting to see if at the end of the day he will go and hug Haruna on the other side, someone that he hosted in his house in the USA when he was playing for Miami University. Sort of like the African brotherhood that you'd like to see, and that's what we want to exemplify here at the BAL.
Yeah, that's I like that point. You're right. There is a brotherhood here. Keita. The fourth foul. FAP ball surreal. Dribbles from clock out. The double team hits Ibaku, who misses long. Keita grabs the rebound, throws long to the big fella. He takes his time, gets hit. Jawaki Joseph finishes it.
That was good judgment from Joseph.
was good patience, too. A lot of times, as we've seen, guys get all twisted up and travel. Teams have gone through extensive recruiting and scouting to improve their rosters, ultimately helping their path to becoming crown champions. The BAL platform provides a professional platform for the teams to continue showcasing talent from across the continent and literally around the world, and strives to raise quality of basketball officiating and overall competition operations to evolve the game. The three groups of four teams, the top two teams automatically qualify for the quarterfinals, and the two teams positioned in third place will fill in the remaining spots. We're trying to get that organized for you right here with 3:31 to go in the fourth quarter of this important game. Both of these teams to try to stay alive. Doesn't look great for AS Police. Just not enough time and too much FAP, especially that man right there who's had a great day, Matthew Ransom.
Well, when you look at players like Matthew Ransom, struggling for AS Saleh, Rashad, Iber Prince, and Kostner for the Patriots, they've been very exemplary in the way that they've immersed themselves into the teams, and the quality is showing as we head into the playoffs next week.
Quality is right. I mean, I've just been so impressed with some of the. I've seen some guys, honestly, Usher, that could potentially spend time on an NBA roster, and that's not hyperbolic. That is truth and real. I think there are some guys here that could really make some noise across the water. I don't know how you feel about that, or if you believe that, or agree. As you say, sometimes I don't listen, but I'm just telling you. I think there's some accuracy to what I just said.
Well, obviously, you are extremely right, and that explains the presence of 9 NBA scouts here in Kigali, including Sarah Chan for the Toronto Raptors and Lamont Peterson for the Golden State Warriors.
Wow, I love it. I love your journalism, too. You give away trade secrets because you're, like, telling the world which NBA teams are here scouting and teams who are trying to do it in secret. Let me just tell you, you can't do it if this young lady's in the gym or the arena, because she knows. As Police, Keita takes the long three, he misses. Ibrahima goes for it, but FAP Kome comes up with it into the front court. Not going to push the envelope, gets it to Surreal, but he gets it to Ibaka underneath the basket. And that ball is blocked out of bounds by Juwachi Joseph. That's that timing you've heard me talk about on this continent. Look at that. He waits for him to jump and then jumps after him and is still able to block the shot. Etienne gets it on the wing. Bang! He knocks down the big three. 84-60. But you got any more trade secrets of all these scouts in here? You said they're at least 9? You sure they're not 10?
You're trying to get me in trouble with the scouts, I see.
No, I mean, the world wants to know. I want to know. It's good for business to know that NBA teams are in here scouting as Thomas Jr. shows the thumbs up.
Well, I'll tell you the rest of the list tomorrow. Is that okay?
I like it. You'll save the list. So you gave me, who were the two that you told me?
I told you Sarah Chan for the Toronto Raptors.
Okay, we got
two. And Lamont Peterson from the Golden State Warriors.
Okay, so you got two teams, Toronto and Golden State. And we've got 7 more to go, which please tune in tomorrow, because Usher will introduce you to the other 7 teams, NBA teams, that are here to watch the BAL as she summarizes what occurred today. Usher, take it away.
Very important for FAP to lead the rebound section there, 54 up against 48 for AS Police, and that has been very important for the Cameroonian side to establish a 16-point lead with 1 minute to play in the last quarter.
It's 1:39 as Thomas Jr. pickles the cotton. We get into a timeout. Well, what a game. AS Police come up short, unfortunately. And, Usher, I hate to see these teams go down. I mean, they tried really hard. And also, I don't think, as we look at the summary there, beyond what stands out to you with the summary, a lot of these teams had to go through arduous conditions to get here. And by that, I mean there is a global pandemic that is still existing, which is why we shed so much light on the NBA and what they put together. But not only that, some of these teams have not had the luxury of playing in a bubble for their regular season. In fact, their last championship was crowned in 19. There was nothing that occurred in 20. They re-put their teams together, and the bubble was amazing, so they got their practices in. But I think that's had some effect on them gelling together quickly, unlike other teams who might have had a little more practice coming into this environment.
Well, obviously, when you look at the players and how they had to produce 8 negative tests before they came out to do the scrimmage and individual workouts and then probably train as a team, it's very hard on them. For example, the GS Petrolier, they've never played basketball since March 2020. When you look at AS Sale, even with their 2 victories so far, it is incredible because they've not had competitive basketball in the last 2 years. Famous Rivers Hoopers from Nigeria, but very good on Zamalek in Egypt. They've been playing the league and several tournaments in there, so they look sharp, and you can see the same for Petro de Luanda from Angola.
Yeah, and what you're talking about is really how important it is to get chemistry and synergy with teammates and just having a rhythm. And, in some ways, some teams have just not been able to find that because of the lack of competition. As Kome misses the 3-ball, goes out of bounds, 54.7 seconds remaining as AS Police trails FAP here in the fourth quarter. It still will be interesting, Usher, as Ibrahima shoots the long 3-ball and knocks it down. I mean, he's one of the unsung heroes of the day simply because just not enough points for him. Division I player, played at Oklahoma State, Cincinnati. You know a lot about him. His background is Thomas Jr. passes it off to the big fella, Baku.
Well, for Ibrahima as a Senegalese to play for a Malian side is quite interesting considering the rivalry between the two countries when it comes to basketball. But you know what? Basketball is a good game, brings people together, even from different backgrounds, and it is a beautiful thing to see here at the BAL in Kigali.
It is a beautiful thing, as it is for FAP. The irony of this is they lost 87-84 in the game at the buzzer. This night they get the 87 they were looking for, and the deep.
We are back. What a game. AFP 87, AS Police 65. AFP wins comfortably with a 22-point win. We are back. This is Mukbil Yabro, and I am with Prince Nesta, and we are also back on the line with Abel Ensign, who is the African scout for the Toronto Raptors. Abel, what stood out to you in the play of AFP? Just the way they came out today. How do you feel about this victory?
Well, I feel great about this victory. Because it's very important, as a country, like I told you, Cameroon needed the win. That ranking is not okay. It doesn't reflect in any way the position of basketball in Cameroon, and it was really, really a terrible position. So this at least gives some breath of fresh air, because, I mean, a 22-point victory can show maybe the guys have woken up a little bit, and it's a hope for, a better showing out there. Right now the team is poised to be number 7 most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if they're number 7, it means the team is going to meet anywhere between Zamalek and...
Or Montserrat, probably.
Montserrat is number one.
Okay, okay, yeah. So, you're right. Zamalek or Petro, maybe?
Yes, exactly. Zamalek or Petro or Sally, depending on who wins.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. And, you know, I know time is not on our side, and quickly, you know, going into the quarterfinals, what would you expect of the team to do? Because it's not going to be easy. They're going to meet other giant continental champions. What do you expect the team to do moving forward?
FAP?
Yes, FAP. Since, you know, they might have to tweak a few things, what do you think they should tweak moving forward?
Yeah, but what they need to tweak is certain things like, one, the poise in the game because they rush a lot of actions. Two, they have to create more shots for their scorers because most of the time what it looks like is a one-on-one battle between the three guards, especially between Marcus and Haruna, who are two scoring guards. So if the movement of the ball is not shared in an equitable manner, they'll always cross half-court and pull up jump shots. So those are two important things that they need to adjust. And lastly, be aggressive but not over-aggressive, especially if you play against the North African teams. They're smart and poised. So it's good to be aggressive, but you need to be smart. Otherwise, your players are going to foul out, which has happened to FAP already in this tournament. So the bigs tend to foul out. So they need to control that. Those are some little elements I think they should control.
Absolutely. I feel like with their momentum and with this win, they're definitely going to be feeling really good about themselves. Even in the first two games, they were definitely in it. So I feel like this is the AFP team has a very, very good momentum, and they're a very dangerous team in the knockout phase. I'll also ask you about the upcoming game that we have coming up in a few hours, the AS Sally versus Petro de Luanda, both undefeated at the moment. What are your predictions? What are your take on it?
Predictions are biased. I'm a liaison for AS Sally. AS Sally is winning the game. That's what I said. You know, but anyway, on a serious note, though, mm-hmm. both teams are tough. Petro has not shown anything from whatever, you know, was expected from them.
Right.
You know, Moraes is just lackluster. He's not playing. He's like he's on a different planet. You know, Cipriano has not really clicked. It's only the little point guards that are clicking right now, Dundao and Gerson. So if I had to go by how the tournament has gone, Sally should win. I don't see that Petro has any solution for Stoglin, as you asked earlier,
right.
Or for Rashad James. Petro plays the collective basketball style, so the only spark plug they really have there is the American player that they have. So,
yeah,
really, I still see it going towards Sally's way.
Interesting. And real quickly, you know, in terms of the organization, and you are there in the bubble in Rwanda, how has this been received so far, and how do you rate the organization of the tournament?
The organization by the NBA and the BL is amazing. It's incredible. The government of Rwanda has been very, very supportive and have done a good job in terms of facilitation on the ground. It's a model that a lot of people should try to copy, a lot of leagues. Maybe not to the full extent because you might not have the resources, but the organization is perfect. The teams have not been treated this well in any event they've ever participated in on this continent.
Man. Definitely, we would love to be able to talk to you, Abo, for, you know, we could definitely go on for hours and hours and hours. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. Thank you again for being with us. Abo Ensign, who is the African scout for the Toronto Raptors, alongside myself, Muckville Yabro, and my co-host, Prince Nesta. We will be back on at 2100 Kigali time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the third game of the day, AS Sally versus Petro de Luanda. And as Abo said, he's rooting for AS Sally, so we will see. We will see. Have a good one.